Let's use the definition of entropy to eliminate the second integral in the Clausius inequality. Next, let's bring S2 and S1 over to the right-hand side of the equation. We get S2 minus S1 is greater than the integral from 1 to 2 of dq over t along irreversible path A. This looks very similar to the integral from the definition of entropy, doesn't it? The key difference is that this equation has a greater than symbol instead of an equal sign. In differential form, we see that ds is greater than dq over t along an irreversible path. I just thought I'd remind you that the differential form of the definition of entropy is ds is equal to dq over t along an internally reversible path. We can combine these last two equations to obtain the general form of the entropy inequality. We find that ds is greater than or equal to dq over t, where the greater than applies for irreversible processes and the equals sign applies for internally reversible processes. Another way to look at this is to observe what happens when we evaluate dq over t along different paths connecting the same two states. The integral of dq over t is always greater along a reversible path than it is along any real irreversible path. So, what does all this have to do with entropy generation? Flip the page and let's see.